Talk about use-by dates this morning. What's the rules in your house when it comes to use-by dates? You're throwing things out beforehand, or are you Russian rouletting and just going, you know what, it's a week over, but I'm doing it.
What do you reckon, Barb? 5299939. Barb from Hoppers Crossings first up. What do you think?
Well, I grew up where use-by dates weren't even existent. So, but I do dairy and things like peanut butter and stuff like that. My husband's got a cast iron gut and I can smell something and think, oh, no, 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 that's not right, and he'll eat it and he'll be fine.
So, Barb, if you eat it, what happens? Do you get crook?
Oh, yes, very crook. I have a sensitive stomach.
Oh, my God, you two are so different, aren't you?
I'm interested.
Oh, yes.
Peanut butter.
Always the one.
I can understand dairy, but peanut butter, I don't think I've ever seen peanut butter go off.
No. It's like Vegemite.
Oh, well, it can go rancid.
Rancid.
Because of the peanut. Mm.
Barb, what, just before we go, can you think of anything off the top of your head you've seen him eat over the years that was like, whoa, no, and it just didn't make him crook?
Oh, you know, things like, you were talking about chicken, you know, you might have something cooked chicken in the fridge and he'll eat that and it'll be fine. Milk's a big thing.
Yeah.
He guzzles milk, and if it's overused by that and he doesn't realise, there's not a problem.
Oh, lion
gas. I like it.
He's got a thank you, Barb. You're in the draw for those movie tickets. Anita from Lara now. Good morning, Anita. What are the rules in your house about use by dates?
Well, I'm the one who throws everything out, but Greg wouldn't care if it was out of date. He would drink it the same as what Bob said with milk and that. But if I had it, I would make myself sick if I had something that was out of date. I would be sick, I think. I would make myself sick.
Oh, wow.
Have you ever thrown anything out the day before? Like, do you look at it and think, oh, that's too close?
Sometimes I'm in the fridge when he's not around and I do a quick... I throw everything out and then I throw it in the bin and put it in the bin so he can't see what I'm doing.
Do you know what? I do wonder, though, Anita, when that happens, if George Costanza comes to us all, has he ever taken anything out of the bin and had it that you've thrown away?
Not that I've seen. Like,
yeah.
Like the milk, like Bob said with the milk, like, I was only a few days out of date. I'm thinking, oh, God. And then he goes, you have to throw it out, didn't you? I said, yeah, I had to throw it out. I couldn't stand looking at it. I would say, make me a cup of tea, no milk.
Yeah,
black
Hold
coffee.
The milk.
Thanks, Anita. 5299939. Fiona from Heightons next. Fiona, use by dates, what's it like in your household?
No, the product doesn't know the day and the date, so you're good to go if it looks and tastes okay.
God. Have you ever had milk and got it to your lips and then smelt it and tasted it and gone, what am I doing?
I don't smell milk from the carton because it always smells gross to me. If I think it's a bit funny, I'll pour it into a glass and have a taste that way.
Ooh.
But to be honest, nothing lives in our cupboard that long to fresh stuff that goes off. The kids are down in 3 litres of milk a day if they could.
That's
so amazing. Milk's a hot item.
Yeah.
They're like a plague of locust kids, aren't they? Thank you, Fiona.
Yeah.
You're in the draw for those tickies as well. Michelle from Hamelin Heights is our last call. Shell, we're talking about use-by dates. What's the rules in your house?
Good morning, guys. Well, we've got two standards. There's mine, which... similar to you, Millie, I'll look at it, I'll try it. You know, if it looks okay, if it's past its days by a couple of days, okay. Milk, well, over by one day, but anything else, you can take a chance.
Yeah.
My husband, he watches everything. And it's in the bin as soon as that day arrives, even if it's in the freezer. I mean, you freeze something, it can last for 3 to 6 months. No, if he takes something out and it's got a use-by date and it's past, in the bin it goes.
Oh, really? My gosh.
That's extreme.
He's so finicky about it all, but then his brother-in-law, to the other extent, when they moved from Ballarat to Marysville, he had spices and stuff and bits and pieces in the pantry that were 35 years old.